I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. Geico waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the Geico legal team would be cool with that because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Some conservative U.S. House members who've wanted to impeach Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein saying he's been stonewalling Congress when it comes to providing documents concerning the Russia investigation, now backing off their efforts to impeach him, at least for now. But they say they will renew their efforts when they return from a month-long lawmaker break if Rosenstein continues to refuse to turn over those documents. Meanwhile, one of those conservatives of the House Freedom Caucus is hoping to be the next Speaker of the House, Jim Jordan announcing it yesterday, explaining why he wants to run for that post if Republicans keep control of that chamber.
We think there's some things that need to be changed. We got a letter that is going out to every single member, which lays out what we think needs to happen. But the main thing is we need to get refocused on doing what we said we would do.
Disney is the latest big corporation to announce it's getting rid of plastic straws at all of its theme parks except the one in Tokyo. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their Buy One, Get One Free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and enter promo code USA.
President Trump saying he had good news for farmers when he made a stop in Iowa yesterday. More on that from USA Radio's Rick Vinson.
President Donald Trump displayed John Deere green hats, bearing the slogan Make Farmers Great Again, during his visit to Iowa Thursday, telling farmers they won't be too angry with Trump following an apparent trade agreement with European leaders.
I said to the Europeans, I said, do me a favor, would you go out to the farms in Iowa and all the different places in the Midwest, would you buy a lot of soybeans right now? Because that whole soybean thing is now going to be opened up. No tariffs, free trade.
Governor Kim Reynolds, who participated in that forum, told reporters after the event that the conversations about opening up European markets are hopefully a positive step. I'm Rick Vincent.
Facebook dealt with the largest one-day loss of any company in the history of Wall Street yesterday when shares fell just under 20% for the social media giant on news that its active users fell short of expectations and company officials were warning that revenue growth would slow the rest of the year. Founder Mark Zuckerberg losing nearly $16 billion in personal wealth. It caused the 34-year-old to fall from third place to number six on the Bloomberg Billionaires Index. And Papa John's Pizza is being sued by its founder. John Schnatter says the company's not adequately responding to his request for internal documents, and he says he regrets stepping down as chairman after publicity about some alleged racially insensitive comments he made. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
is 8:06, time for Iron Chamber Radio weather. All right, Flemington, we got 75 degrees, clear skies, 80% chance of precipitation right now. Thunderstorms possible around noon. Today is Friday, TGIF, July 27, 2018. Thunderstorms likely, a few storms may be severe, a high of 87. Winds light and variable, chance of rain is 80%. Thunderstorms likely this evening, then the chance of scattered showers overnight. A few storms may be severe, low 68, winds light and variable, chance of rain 80%. That might impact the balloon festival. Scattered thunderstorms in the morning tomorrow, that might impact the balloon ascension in the morning. And partly cloudy skies late, high around 85, winds light and variable, chance of rain 40%. Mostly clear skies, though, on Saturday night, a low of 63, winds light and variable, so it looks like the evening Saturday ascension should be good. Partly cloudy and a high of 84 on Sunday. Looks like it's all clear for morning. And then cloudy with showers on Sunday night. Thunder possible, a high of 64, chance of rain 40%. Monday, partly cloudy in the morning, scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. That sounds like a broken record. High 84, chance of rain 60%. Scattered thunderstorms developing during the afternoon on Tuesday, high 83. Chance of rain 60%, and more scattered showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday. High of 84, chance of rain 60%. Temperatures in the area, 75 in Raritan, 73 in Kingwood, 73 at the county complex, 70 up in West Portal, 75 in the town of Clinton, 69 in Tewksbury, and 75 in Asbury. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. GEICO waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the GEICO legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Some conservative U.S. House members who've wanted to impeach Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein saying he's been stonewalling Congress when it comes to providing documents concerning the Russia investigation, now backing off their efforts to impeach him, at least for now. But they say they will renew their efforts when they return from a month-long lawmaker break if Rosenstein continues to refuse to turn over those documents. Meanwhile, one of those conservatives of the House Freedom Caucus is hoping to be the next Speaker of the House, Jim Jordan announcing it yesterday, explaining why he wants to run for that post if Republicans keep control of that chamber.
We think there's some things that need to be changed. We got a letter that is going out to every single member, which lays out what we think needs to happen. But the main thing is we need to get refocused on doing what we said we would do.
Disney is the latest big corporation to announce it's getting rid of plastic straws at all of its theme parks except the one in Tokyo. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
President Trump saying he had good news for farmers when he made a stop in Iowa yesterday. More on that from USA Radio's Rick Vinson.
President Donald Trump displayed John Deere green hats, sparing the slogan, Make Farmers Great Again, during his visit to Iowa Thursday, telling farmers they won't be too angry with Trump following an apparent trade agreement with European leaders.
I said to the Europeans, I said, do me a favor, would you go out to the farms in Iowa and all the different places in the Midwest where you buy a lot of soybeans right now? Because that whole soybean thing is now going to be opened up. No tariffs, free trade.
Governor Kim Reynolds, who participated in that forum, told reporters after the event that the conversations about opening up European markets are hopefully a positive step. I'm Rick Vincent.
Facebook dealt with the largest one-day loss of any company in the history of Wall Street yesterday when shares fell just under 20% for the social media giant on news that its active users fell short of expectations, and company officials were warning that revenue growth would slow the rest of the year. Founder Mark Zuckerberg losing nearly $16 billion in personal wealth. It caused the 34-year-old to fall from third place to number six on the Bloomberg Billionaires Index. And Papa John's Pizza is being sued by its founder. John Schnatter says the company's not adequately responding to his request for internal documents, and he says he regrets stepping down as chairman after publicity about some alleged racially insensitive comments he made. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
It is 8:06, time for Huntington Chamber Radio weather. All right, Flemington, we got 75 degrees, clear skies, 80% chance of precipitation right now. Thunderstorms possible around noon. Today is Friday, TGIF, July 27, 2018. Thunderstorms likely, a few storms may be severe, a high of 87. Winds light and variable, chance of rain is 80%. Thunderstorms likely this evening, then the chance of scattered showers overnight. A few storms may be severe, low 68, winds light and variable, chance of rain 80%. That might impact the balloon festival. Scattered thunderstorms in the morning tomorrow, that might impact the balloon ascension in the morning. And partly cloudy skies late, high around 85, winds light and variable, chance of rain 40%. Mostly clear skies, though, on Saturday night, a low of 63, winds light and variable, so it looks like the evening Saturday ascension should be good. Partly cloudy and a high of 84 on Sunday. Looks like it's all clear for morning. And then cloudy with showers on Sunday night. Thunder possible, a high of 64, chance of rain 40%. Monday, partly cloudy in the morning, scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. That sounds like a broken record. High 84, chance of rain 60%. Scattered thunderstorms developing during the afternoon on Tuesday, high 83. Chance of rain 60%, and more scattered showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday. High of 84, chance of rain 60%. Temperatures in the area, 75 in Raritan, 73 in Kingwood, 73 at the county complex, 70 up in West Portal, 75 in the town of Clinton, 69 in Tewksbury, and 75 in Asbury. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning, Hunterdon. Dixie here, coming live. Chamber of Commerce office is in Flemington, New Jersey.
The best things in life.
We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. And it's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Barrett Strong, giving me a little help this Friday morning. Hey, TGIF, great to have you here. Great to be back with you. Sorry I had to take a couple days off. We ran a couple of best ofs, but we're back. And we're talking to you. First things first, though, I got to get you traffic. See if there's anything that's focusing on our traffic reports from HART, which you can register with and get the latest alerts from HART. Register with them. You'll get emails that tell you about local, county, state, and interstate roads, highways and byways in and out of Hunterdon County. Just one alert at this point. Low-lying fog in areas may impact visibility. Reduce speeds. And avoid distractions. Also, drive with your low beams so that people can see you and you can see them. Good morning, Hunterdon and Hunterdon Chamber Radio traffic. So what's on Hunterdon Chamber Com's wow. Okay, let's try that again. So what is on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com's schedule for today? It's Friday. I'm on till 10 o'clock. We have no Michelle Heide available today, so I'll be doing the investment update. And at 8:40, we got Mike at the Movies coming on, and he's going to help us talk about three movies, one that's in the theaters, one that's in stream or DVD, and one that's his pick of the week. You're guaranteed one. Most of the time you get three. And this way we get you some time to spend some time in the cinema and appreciate what's going on in the movies. I'm sorry for the breaks. I'm having a sneezing fit. All right, after me, it's Susan Lax, Hunterdon Helpline, Hands Across Hunterdon. Susan Lax and the Hunterdon Helpline team are trying to help you with any challenges that you might be experiencing in Hunterdon County. They are the hub. You call them first, and they will help you find the correct organization that will be able to solve your problem. Not every nonprofit can have all the expertise, so it's best that Hunterdon Helpline help by getting you to the right person. And what's really cool is that not only do they get you the right person, but they hand you off, they provide the information to the nonprofit that will be able to help you. And then they follow up. They make sure that you are getting the service that you need and making sure that the nonprofits are doing what they need to do. So great opportunity for Susan Lax on 10 o'clock to showcase all of that. At 11 o'clock, it's the Home Sweet Home team. They come on and they talk about trying to maintain your home, making the right repairs, or finding the right person to do the repairs. All there from 11 to 12, it's Patrick and Steve. Steve is a home inspector. Patrick's a handyman, and the two of them talk shop in the literal sense. And they make sure you're doing it from the basement to the attic and everywhere in between. At noon, it's Fat Guys at the Movies. We talk about movies past, present, and future. Mr. Bob Burns is on from 1 to 3. He does Awaken to Your Purpose at 1 o'clock and Living Consciously at 2. And when Bob talks for 2 hours, you got to listen, because Bob is making sure that you are trying to find what is it that you've been put on this earth for. And if you haven't found it, he's helping you try and find it. And when you do find it, he loves to talk about it. And while you're on that journey, because it's not going to happen overnight, make sure you're taking in the little things that are going on in life, living consciously out there in the world, taking care of and making sure that each day, each minute, you are appreciative and enjoying what's going on in a spiritual sense. At 3 o'clock, it's Now It's the News, a tongue-in-cheek look at the past week's current events. Pat Smits comes in and talks about law and case law in New Jersey and cases that have been decided to help you understand legal issues. And then she's joined by two other attorneys on The Sports Guys to talk about national sports. And, man, they must be gearing up. Got their shoulder pads on. They got their eye black. And they're ready to talk smack because all three of their teams are 0-0. Everybody is starting and going to the Super Bowl. The Packer fan, the Giants fan, and this Eagles fan all ready to throw down as training camp has begun in the National Football League. They'll talk about baseball and basketball and hockey as well, but I'm sure they're going to jump into training camp this week. That's the entire 100 Shaver Com lineup. It's all there on the 100 Shaver Com website, mobile website, Google Play, and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, 100 Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with 100shaverradio.com. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning 100 in just a moment.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon on WHCRDB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, the voice of business. It's Aqua helping me with BrandonLife.com celebration services for the month, week, and day. Let's see where we are. Let's go party. Juvenile Arthritis Awareness Month, National Black Family Month, National Blueberries Month, National Child-Centered Divorce Month, National Cleft and Craniofacial Awareness Intervention Month, National Cord Blood Awareness Month, National Doghouse Repairs Month. Maybe Steve and Patrick can help you with that. National Grilling Month, National HIV Awareness Month, National Honey Month, National Ice Cream Month, National Horseradish Month, National Hot Dog Month. If you can't get involved in any of those, I don't know what to tell you. For the week, National Math Week, it is Vagbri. World Lumberjack Championships started yesterday. Tommy Great Texas Mosquito Days. Today started Garlic Days. And on the 29th, we have Single Working Moms Week. And for today, it's Lumberjack Day. National Get Gnarly Day. National Korean War Veterans Armistice Day. National Talk in an Elevator Day. The ultimate day to do your elevator speech. System Administrator Appreciation Day. Come on, Barbie, let's go party. Take your houseplant on a walk day. Walk on Stilts Day. And it is Barbie and a Blender Day. And yes, it does exist. Apparently, a gentleman took Barbies and threw them in a blender for artwork and was sued by Mattel, and Mattel lost on artistic expression and freedom of speech. That happened about 14 years ago. Celebration of Urges for the month, week, and day from BrandyLife.com. Pick something and get involved. Vitamin C comes from whoops. That's right. Comes from whoops. There it is. Vitamin C comes from Bridgewater Patch. And politics and government section. And it talks about that the balloon festival will go on despite Trump's Bedminster arrival. So you might not have realized what probably has gone down over the last couple of months and weeks. Probably to the last minute, doesn't say that, but lots of crazy stuff that the Balloon Festival probably was not expecting to deal with this week. The FAA issued a VIP, temporary flight restriction, as President Trump will be arriving in Bedminster for his fourth visit on Friday night. This is written by Alexis Tarazi, basically, on the staff on the 26th. President Trump will be arriving in Bedminster for his fourth visit on Friday night to stay through the weekend, despite flight restrictions in place for the township and surrounding area. The annual Quick Check New Jersey Festival ballooning will go on as planned. The Federal Aviation Administration issued a VIP temporary flight restriction, or a TFR, in the Bedminster Township, Morristown, and surrounding region for Friday at 9 p.m. through Sunday to 10:30 p.m. The Festival of Ballooning, which is being held on Friday through Sunday at Solberg in Reddington, will not be affected by the flight restrictions caused by Trump. Quote, we had been very appreciative of the attention and support we have received from representatives of the United States Secret Service, local law enforcement agencies, and other local agencies to ensure that the Quick Check New Jersey Festival ballooning will go on as planned from July 27th to 29th during a presidential visit in Bedminster that weekend. That was spoken by executive producer Howard Freeman. There are two major components when a VIP TFR is issued. First, there is a no-fly zone issued by anything within a 10-mile radius of Trump's National Golf Course in Bedminster. This essentially shuts down airports such as Somerset and Solberg-Hunterdon Airport in White House Station. That's where the Balloon Festival is. The second part of the TFR is the second ring, which impacts a much larger radius of airports. The second ring encompasses a 30-mile radius, which includes 17 other airports such as Princeton, Old Bridge, Central Jersey Regional, in Hillsborough. Flights within the 30-mile radius can still have aircrafts fly out of the airport to somewhere outside the ring or land from outside the ring to an airport inside. While individual air traffic may be grounded at local airports during a presidential visit to the area, the festival is a professionally produced event coordinated with the FAA, federal and local agencies, and conducted under strict guidelines to ensure safe flight and enjoyment of festival attendees, spokesman for the festival said. The festival's production team has met numerous times with various agencies involved and has received permission to hold all of its daily scheduled mass hot air balloons ascensions, even with a temporary flight restriction in effect. Trump will be arriving at his airport at the Trump National Golf Course in Bedminster on Friday night. His full arrival schedule will be released on Friday. So it's going to happen. Now, if the weather would cooperate, that would be another thing. But it's going to happen. We're going to have the Balloon Festival, and I can't imagine all the negotiations, talks, and forms and everything else that need to get done on top of trying to make sure the 150,000 people are happy. Very good stuff. It's a very big event for our Hunterdon County area and tourism, and that's Vitamin C for today.
Put a smile on your face. Make the world a better place. Put a smile on your face. Watch you wanna lose.
1824. U.S. comic Maya Rudolph, born in 1972. Canadian actress Charlotte Arnold, she was born in 1989. U.S. actor Keenan Wynn, was born in 1916. Chinese actor Donnie Yen, born in 1963. U.S. author Norman Ralph Augustine, born in 1955. Born in 1949, Robert Rankin, born in Chicago. Scottish poet Thomas Campbell was born in 1776. U.S. critic Vincent Kennedy, born in 1924. Author, profession, nonfiction.
Happy birthday to you!
Joseph Mitchell. Carefully written portraits of eccentric and people on fringe society. French writer Pierre Belloc, born in 1887. Leo DeLocher, U.S. baseball player, was born in 1906. U.S. comic Carol Lee, born in 1956. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration anniversary on the air, email me at newborn@newborn.com, and we'll get her on the show to celebrate. All right, we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes. Right after the news, I'll be doing the investment update.
Unforgettable.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Northern California,
this fire is extremely dangerous and moving with no regard for what's in its path.
Fire Commander Brett Guffa giving an update on the car fire, which is raging near Reading. A bulldozer operator losing his life to the fire yesterday. And now, the chief has a warning to the people in Reading.
This fire is making a significant push into the northwestern portion of Reading. We ask everyone to heed evacuation orders.
In Southern California, the Cranston fire is forcing more evacuations east of L.A. President Trump's former personal lawyer reportedly believes then-candidate Donald Trump knew ahead of time that his son was going to be meeting with a Russian lawyer who was promising dirt on Hillary Clinton, something Trump and the administration have denied. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. GEICO waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the GEICO legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Some conservative U.S. House members who've wanted to impeach Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein saying he's been stonewalling Congress when it comes to providing documents concerning the Russia investigation, now backing off their efforts to impeach him, at least for now. But they say they will renew their efforts when they return from a month-long lawmaker break if Rosenstein continues to refuse to turn over those documents. Meanwhile, one of those conservatives of the House Freedom Caucus is hoping to be the next Speaker of the House, Jim Jordan announcing it yesterday, explaining why he wants to run for that post if Republicans keep control of that chamber.
We think there's some things that need to be changed. We got a letter that is going out to every single member, which lays out what we think needs to happen. But the main thing is we need to get refocused on doing what we said we would do.
Disney is the latest big corporation to announce it's getting rid of plastic straws at all of its theme parks except the one in Tokyo. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
Time for the investment update, Michelle Heidi on vacation. So we're going to do this with a little help from CNN Money, find out what happened with the markets. We already heard some precursors to it. My goodness, some of the NASDAQ took a walloping yesterday. So let's see what we got, and we'll call out the details. So the Dow actually was up yesterday 112 points, while the NASDAQ was down 80. So 44, almost a half a percent on the Dow, 1% on the NASDAQ, and about a third of a percent on the S&P. The world markets, Japan is up 0.5%, London's up 0.5%, Hong Kong is just barely moving up, and Germany is up just a little under 0.5%. Big individual movers, Advanced Micro Devices is up 14%. Qualcomm is up 7%. American Airlines is up 4.79%. I've never seen this company before. Mondelez International is up 4.27%. And Comcast is up 3.98%. Losers, Facebook has lost 18, almost 19%. Biogen, down 10%. Align Technology, down up 4.9%. Mattel, how coincidental is that? Mattel on Barbie in a Blender Day is down 4.21%. And Electronic Arts, down 3.14%. Over the last 3 months, if you invested in health services, technology services, electronic technology, retail retail trade, even finance, you made up to 4%, up to 6%. Utilities, commercial services, you made about 2%. Transportation, pretty much flat. Communications down 1.42. Consumer non-durables down 2.33. And energy minerals down 3.52. Commodities, they're around here somewhere. Oil is at $69.51. Gas is at $2.78. Gold is at $1,218. Silver at $15.40. And corn, $375. What is making the news today that's going to affect the markets today? Let's see what we got. Big GDP report, Amazon delivers, and Chipotle surges. Let's see what we got. Combination of tax cuts and a tight labor market may have helped power growth during the quarter. Some economists say trade concerns may have boosted the numbers, too, as countries raced to import U.S. goods before tariffs took effect. The American economy has been growing for 9 years, making this the second longest boom on record. Interesting. Amazon, the tech company, has topped $2 billion in quarterly profit for the first time in its history, an impressive run fueled by continued growth in Prime subscriptions, cloud computing, and nascent advertising business. Amazon said Thursday that it earned $2.5 billion in profit for the 3 months ending in June, a staggering jump from the $197 million it posted in the same period last year. It marked the third consecutive quarter that Amazon has topped $1 billion in profit, a remarkable feat for a company once known as investing so much in business that it almost often lost money. Shares in Amazon were up in pre-market trade. Disney, acquisition of most of 21st Century Fox, about to become official. Fox shareholders on schedule to a meeting on Friday and expected to approve the deal. Comcast has bidding for the same assets but dropped out earlier this month. During the bidding war, Fox's market value surged 36%. Disney may now have the most formidable content portfolio in all of Hollywood, adding to an already impressive stable that includes Marvel, Pixar, and Lucasfilms. Market movers. Twitter stock is down 15% pre-market after the messaging platform reported earnings ahead of the open. Company saw its user base shrink in the second quarter. Shares in Expedia and Chipotle were among the top gainers in pre-market trading. Facebook shares bounced back 2% pre-market after sustaining record-breaking losses on Thursday. Shares in Chinese e-commerce Pinduoduo. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that right. Its market symbol is ticker symbol is PDD, which shot up 40% after their NASDAQ debut on Thursday and was set to rise another 7%. And Intel and Electronic Arts dipped pre-market as investors reacted to their latest earnings. Dealmakers shares in BHP advanced 4% in London after the company announced it sold its U.S. shale assets for $10.8 billion. Most were purchased by U.K. energy giant BP. Chesapeake Energy also made a deal. The firm announced it was selling all of its shale and in Ohio and to Encina Acquisition Partners to about $1.9 billion. Chesapeake stock surged 10%. And ExxonMobil and Merck are reporting earnings today. 21st Century Fox holds its shareholder meeting and U.S. reports its second quarter GDP results. Pre-market, what are we doing? The S&P is flat. NASDAQ is up 10. Dow is up 12. Expedia is up 9.9. Chipotle is up 5.6. Technique FMC is up 4.65. Lam Research up 4.65. And Vulcan Materials up 4.4. Twitter down 11. Intel down 6. Juniper down 6. Edwards Life Sciences down 4. And D.R. Horton down 4. Yields of the treasuries. The three-month yield is at 1.95. 10-year treasury has ticked up 4/100ths, so it's a defensive play all of a sudden. It's at 2.98. And the 30-year treasury has ticked up 5/100ths to 3.11. It was down below 3 not too long ago, so people were, over the last couple of days, have been buying treasuries, and now they're selling them, which is driving up the yield. That's the investment update. We'll get Michelle Heide back about 2 weeks, so we'll be right back with all that. We're going to take a break, and we'll get Mike on the phone, talk movies. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon, and we're on Huntershimmer.com, the voice of business.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coin has been for the industry since 1974.
Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Saturday night at the movies. Who cares what picture you see?
All right, it's time to talk with my good friend Mike. We're talking movies. It's Friday. Good morning, dude. How are you?
Good morning, big shit.
So we got three movies that we chat with you about every Friday, and you took one in the theaters. So what do we have this week?
Start with The Equalizer 2. Rated R, is directed by Antoine Fuqua, and it stars Denzel Washington, Pablo Pascal, and Melissa Leo. And so Robert McCall has returned, and writing Sense of Justice, and so forth, and so on. And, what's happening here? We have a number of things that are going on. In his neighborhood where he lives in a very modest apartment, he's going to save a young man from gangs. He's also going to avenge the death of a former colleague, and we're going to have showdowns, and we're going to have a final showdown with some other less than decent folks. And the script is pretty hither and yon here. And at one point when he's dealing with the young man who he's trying to help, he speaks rather eloquently and passionately about violence, and does this young man know where he's headed? And he doesn't. And, you know, it seems just a tad disingenuous to this reviewer. Mm-hmm. Talking about, you know, the violence and how, you know, the path that this young man has begun on is fraught with, you know, it's wrong, when this film is absolutely steeped in violence. But you say, hey, Mike, at the movies, it's just an action with Mike at the movies. So, okay, yes, but that sort of thing. And what's happening here is we have so many, we're going to help the neighborhood kid, and then we're called away because our former colleague has, we've got to deal with that. And then we're going to have, you know, sort of like heavily armed, face-off in the windswept, rainy hometown. It goes into a bunch of places. Okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. It needs to be a bit more focused. Perhaps, you know, if the filmmakers had taken perhaps a single path, if you like. Mm-hmm. So rather than we're into his former colleague in the so-called intelligence community, and we're there, and then we're back in his neighborhood. If they pursued perhaps one of those plot lines, then we could have had something that was a little more coherent, and we could just get ahead of ourselves, you know, an okay actioner, which is what we have here. I mean, we have enough talent assembled. That's not the problem.
Right.
The problem is it just kind of goes off in a bunch of directions. Mm-hmm. And therefore, as a whole, you know, not everything that it could have been. The audience, when I went to see it, the audience seemed to like it well enough.
Yeah.
I think it will have its, you know, will continue to have its day in the theaters, and there you have it.
Yeah.
So, you know, should you run right out and see it in the theaters? Nah.
No.
If it comes your way somewhere where you don't have to expend as much cash and as much effort, then give it a look.
Mm-hmm.
But failing that, you know, it's just, I was reading about it and somebody mentioned diminished returns. So there you have it.
So it was Dan Zell's kind of the mentor and the guy who was preaching all this, which is that?
Well, in one of the, you know, there's a few plot lines, if you like.
Yeah.
And in one point in the film, these young men have done a bit of vandalism.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a young man in the neighborhood, and they get to talking, and he's going to help them repair the damage. Then he comes to realize what this young man is becoming involved in. And he goes to help him. And then there you have, and then, you know, he resolves into it. He resolves things, and then but there's this moment where he's, you know, persuading him in the error of his ways.
Welcome to Awaken to Your Purpose, the show that you've anxiously been waiting all week for, and here we are. So, while you're awakening to your purpose, the thing is, how many people do know their purpose? There's not a lot of people out there that know why they arrived here to start with. And my guest today is a fascinating young lady who I've been looking forward to. She has the same last name as me. It's amazing. Burns. Wow. And I thought maybe that she was a long-lost relative, but as it turns out, that's her married name. So maybe her husband is a long-lost relative. Anyway, I will introduce her in a second. But right now, let me see. What do I do right now? I mean, I've only been doing this show for 4 years, so it's going to take me a minute to get started. Here we go.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blues thing is a really new trend.